from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior, this is the phonology report for the week of May 19th, 2018. My name is Amaya, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The weather is staying pretty much in the 70s this week and is the perfect weather. When Ms. TG's class went outside to do literacy, everyone was so quiet that an ovenbird, red-breasted nuthatch, and chickadees flew right next to them. I saw a Canada warbler in my backyard on May 19th, along with some Cape Mays, some black and white warblers, yellow-throated warblers, and a black Bernian warbler. A way to identify a Canada warbler is by the black necklace hanging around its neck. Cape Mays warblers have rosy cheeks. Red-eyed vireos and American red starts filled Gooseberry State Park with their song on Wednesday the 23rd. Rebecca's mom was hanging a rug outside to dry, and a bird came and took fibers off of it for its nest. Wildflowers are beginning to bloom in our school forest. These are the early ones who beat the tree leaves. Cecil Bellwort bloomed on the 21st, followed by the Canada Mayflower and Canada Anemone on the 22nd. Violets are blooming everywhere this week, too. Lydia and Lily found two caterpillars on Monday the 21st. They will be a tiger moth and a Virginia tenacha. Many students have been seeing caterpillars. Warren saw a pie marten at his house on May 20th. They eat red squirrels, and he thinks that it ate some rabbits in his yard. Two neighbors that ride their bikes every morning excitedly reported that they saw a moose walking across a field along the west branch of the Knife River. This was on Monday the 21st. They captured it with their camera. We have spring peepers singing in our pond at school this week. Chorus frogs were heard at Gooseberry Falls State Park on Wednesday the 23rd. June bugs are crashing into screens, attracted by the light, as Dina and others noticed Monday the 21st. This concludes the phonology report. Have a warm week and be observant.